Okay, let's start with the basics. Medicaid is a massive program. It serves around 70 million Americans, and it provides health coverage for low-income adults, people with disabilities, and some children. So any changes have a big impact. Work requirements were supported by the Trump administration. Now, it looks like things are changing. In February, the Biden administration told states with work requirements that these programs are under review. It came from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, known as CMS.
It certainly seems like CMS has taken a position that the work requirements do not fulfill the objectives of the Medicaid Act.
Adam Mueller is advocacy director for Indiana Legal Services. His organization is part of a lawsuit seeking to block Indiana's work requirement. So, some important background. Federal law allows states to expand their Medicaid programs to cover more people. With permission, states can experiment and customize their programs. This is how 12 states got approval to implement work requirements. Mueller says people will lose their coverage under a work requirement, but for reasons like not filling out paperwork.
If you were to look at an experiment, you know, mid-experiment and say, oh my gosh, this experiment is really, really hurting people, you would stop it.
Some states that did expand Medicaid included conditions to appeal to conservative values, like work requirements or cost sharing, where recipients have to contribute financially for their care, even if it's as little as $1 per month. So far, work requirements have largely been held up in the courts, and this leaves states in an awkward spot.
You know, you can't just unwind them in one day. You know, they're each different.
This is Joan Alker, executive director of the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University. The center opposes work requirements, and based on the Biden administration's letters to the states, it seems clear that they do too.
But in essence, given COVID, given that we're in an emergency, this is not a good time to be pursuing this policy. And so we're preliminarily disapproving them. And now we're going to go through and consider them one by one.
Alker says even for conservative politicians, arguing against Medicaid right now isn't the popular talking point it once was.
So I think the political calculation has changed during the pandemic.
Some more conservative states have moved to broaden benefits. In Missouri, residents narrowly voted in 2020 to expand Medicaid. But recently in Arkansas, politicians have threatened to roll back their expansion. President Biden's massive COVID aid package offers states more money if they expand Medicaid. But some are wondering if states that haven't expanded Medicaid, like Wisconsin, Texas, and North Carolina, will be turned off by losing flexibility in the program. One of these people is Nina Schaefer, a senior research fellow with the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank.
Many states did a Medicaid expansion under the Obama administration. Indiana is an example that did the expansion but received a lot of policy waivers to get them there.
That allowed Indiana to experiment with its Medicaid program, which helped expansion gain support from then-Governor Mike Pence. But under Biden's administration, Schaefer says rolling back work requirements may be the tip of the iceberg. She wonders if the federal government will
claw back other flexibilities that not only the Trump administration gave, but perhaps even the Obama administration gave the states.
So far, Indiana hasn't signaled any intention to roll back expanded benefits. And in a letter to federal officials, the state's Medicaid director supported continued expansion, even without a work requirement. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.